Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Football Mondays featuring Giants head coach Pat Shurmur, who joins Mike Francesa at 3 p.m. exclusively on your flagship station for Giants football. The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
All right, folks, 11:23 here on this Wednesday evening. It's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. Right here on The Fan, there's a whole lot going on when it comes to the New York Jets. They lose their first game in heartbreaking fashion. Monday night, it's not a must win, but it's pretty darn close when you look at that early season schedule. So I said, I've been seeing this guy all the time over at SNY. I think he's very good, very talented, and I kind of wanted to get a sense for what's going on with this team right now. Early season, state of crisis. We welcome Connor Hughes. He's all over the map. He's all over the place. He's as good as it gets when it comes to the New York Jets, and he joins us here. What's up, Connor? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, JJ. How you doing, my man?
Connor, what's happening, dude? And you're around this team. You have been for a long time. That is as bad an opening day loss as you could possibly have, considering the early season schedule. I had people trying to tell me it's the place kicker's fault. I think that's a bit extreme. Bottom line is this. Is it as simple to say that the loss of C.J. Mosley just basically took that game and flipped it on its axis? Because watching the game live, the Jet defense dominated for about 2.5 quarters. You took Mosley off the field, the Jets couldn't cover anybody. Do you look at Sunday's game and say, C.J. Mosley taking him out, the ultimate game changer?
Yeah. There is no doubt in my mind, and honestly, JJ, there's no doubt in my mind that the Jets win that game if Mosley doesn't go down. I mean, that team was rolling, and a big reason for that wasn't necessarily what Mosley's capable of doing physically, you know, what he is as a linebacker. And as a linebacker, he's one of the best in the NFL, but it's what he brings to the table mentally as that captain on the defense. And I know everyone likes to talk about Jamal Adams being the team's best player, Jamal Adams being the emotional leader and all that stuff, and that's all well and true. But if you go back and you watch on the all 22, those first two and a half quarters, just keep an eye on what Mosley is doing before the snap. That guy does not stop doing hand motions and talking and directing his teammates until that ball is snapped. He's constantly directing these guys. He's constantly changing where they're lining up. He's diagnosing what an offense is doing, and then he's relaying that to everyone else to make sure that they know what's coming as well. When you remove him from that defense, when you started seeing those breakdowns, those chunk plays, those big runs that Singletary was taking off, that he was not, the Bills had nothing going on the ground, through the air, anything while Mosley was in the game. When you started seeing those chunk plays get ripped off, it was because Mosley wasn't out there. I mean, it wasn't so much that there was a massive talent drop off, and there was one between Mosley to down to Blake Cashman and Neville Hewitt. There was obviously a physical drop off. But the mental drop-off of what they lost with Mosley not being able to help his teammates in the middle of that defense and get everyone lined up, that's what the Jets could not overcome. And that's why you saw the Bills march off touchdown drives of 80 and 85 yards the moment he was off the field.
Connor, I look at this game coming up Monday against the Cleveland Browns, and look, I know it's only week two. I know teams at 0-2 have made the playoffs. The Colts last year at 1-5 turned it around and made the postseason. But when you look at that early season schedule for the Jets, they could get buried right out of the chute. You got two games with the Patriots, you got the Eagles, you got the Cowboys, and you have this game coming up. How important do you view Monday night's game as like a quasi-early season must-win type feel?
Oh, it's about as must-win as a week two game can get, and it's for the reason that you just said. Look, an 0-2 start in today's NFL is not what it used to be. It's not like you get buried in an 0-2 hole and suddenly you have no chance of making the playoffs. That's not the case anymore. But it's not so much, like you said, that the Jets would be starting 0-2. It's that you are now starting 0-2 with two games against the Patriots coming up, with a game against the Eagles coming up, a game against the Cowboys coming up. That slate of teams, they don't have playoff aspirations. They don't have, oh, we hope we make our division. Those are teams that are that believe that they are ready to compete for a Super Bowl, and that's what's coming up for the Jets, one after another after another. The Bills game that they just lost, that was the one game on their schedule where you could say, you know what, the Jets can win this one, then maybe they steal another one of this bunch, they catch a team on an off night, they're able to steal that, you know, maybe it's Monday night against the Browns, or they get the Patriots when they're usually in their early season funk before they really turn it on. Maybe they're looking at 2-4 after these first six. Well, after losing the Bills, if they lose here to the Browns, there's a very good chance that this Jets team is starting the season 0-6, and you are not recovering from that kind of a hole. So it is imperative that the Jets get something going here against Monday night, that they're able to get a win against the Browns, and then hope and pray that maybe they can steal one from the Patriots or maybe surprise the Eagles at the link. You know, the Redskins almost did it this past weekend, so it's possible. And then obviously you get the Cowboys where maybe you can get them off their kilter as well and get them in a little bit of a trap game there at MetLife Stadium. So, look, it's not going to be easy. No matter how you slice it, this is not going to be an easy slate. The cards are certainly stacked against the Jets now that they lost that game against the Bills. But, yeah, you said it pretty well, that this is about as close to a must-win game as you can get this early in the season for the Jets. And the reason for it is because of what they have coming up.
Connor, obviously offensively, the Jets did not do a whole lot. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to the Buffalo Bills. They brought a lot of players back on defense. I think Sean McDermott does a fantastic job drawing up schemes. They were getting in the face of Sam Darnold. We know how talented their secondary is. How much credit, though, should we be giving Buffalo? And if there's a place to put blame on why the Jets failed to, you know, put up a whole lot of points on the scoreboard, quarterback, play calling, offensive line, what was the biggest culprit in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, you do have to give the Bills some credit, but that doesn't stop or that doesn't distract from the fact that it was a woefully unimpressive and disappointing game from Adam Gase on that offense. I mean, you really expected to see more. And as someone who, look, I was at every single one of the Jets training camp practices. I was obviously at every single one of their preseason games. The offenses that we saw day to day out in training camp and in the preseason were not what you saw on the field week one. In fact, the week one offense was more of a preseason offense. I mean, that was what the game plan was. It was vanilla. It was boring. It was not exciting. There were no interesting wrinkles or anything. I mean, I saw more interesting and unique plays run in practices than what you saw the Jets do. It was pretty much run it with Le'Veon Bell in first and second down. Pray that Sam Darnold gets protection and he can complete a pass on third down and not dump it down to Jamison Crowder for 5 yards. I mean, that's what the Jets did for four quarters, and it shouldn't come as much of a surprise that they scored 8 points. I mean, the Jets' defense joined the Buffalo Bills as nearly outscoring their offense. That's how bad things were. So I don't care how good the Bills' defense was. You hoped that you were going to see more from that, more than that from the Jets' offense, and a big reason for that is because you saw more from them in practice and in these preseason games, and then week one came, and it was just blah. I mean, honestly, that's what it was. So it was disappointing, and you want to give some credit, but that's honestly what I would say off of that. And the biggest reason for it, I think that there were plays out there that could have been made. Adam Gase obviously came down pretty harshly on Robbie Anderson on his conference call yesterday when he illustrated on the just second-to-last possession when the corner fell down on a double move that Robbie Anderson had run. And Anderson, after regaining his balance, he tripped up a little bit. He kind of slowed around the 45-yard line. At the same time he slowed up was when Sam Darnold threw a deep pass to him, and then when Robbie realized, oh, crap, the ball's coming my way, he didn't have time to speed up and catch it. It fell incomplete. I mean, if Robbie Anderson makes that grab, it's a 65-yard touchdown. The Jets probably win this game, and we're talking about things in an entirely different light. There were a couple other deep shots that the Jets took as well, one that Sam Darnold underthrew when Robbie Anderson was behind the defense as well, that could have completely changed the outlook of this game. But probably the biggest culprit for this one, honestly, was the offensive line. Now, the fourth week of the preseason, just two and a half weeks ago, was the first time that this group practiced together, because obviously you had the injuries to Brian Winters and Osemele and Khalil signing late. So these guys are still learning to play with each other. They're still learning to communicate. They're learning to feel each other out. So it's going to take a couple weeks for this group to start running like a well-oiled machine. And you saw some of the hiccups against the Bills, that essentially whenever Buffalo brought more than four guys, the Jets line completely imploded and had no idea how to pick up a blitz, and Sam Darnold suffered for that.
We have Connor Hughes. You can check him out. He's on all the time over at SNY, covering the Jets for The Athletic, and very well connected to what's going on. And very simple, Connor, very, very simple. You now look at Quincy Enunwa being out for this team. Can Demaryius Thomas dare I say, be the guy to replace him? Because I, for one, don't see it. I watched Demaryius Thomas last year. He looked completely shot. I think there's something to be said for the idea that the Jets were the only team that Bill Belichick had never traded with, and now all of a sudden, by the goodness in his heart, he's saying, you know what, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to solve your wide receiver problem by hooking you up with Demaryius Thomas. I know he played in Adam Gase's system, but it's fair to say the expectations got to be very, very low.
No, you hit the nail on the head. Bill Belichick hates the Jets. There is nothing Bill Belichick is going to do to help the Jets. That's not something he, I mean, that guy would cut off his own arm before he would help the Jets. So it says an awful lot that he was willing to send them a player at a position of need while they are in desperate need for that position. I mean, he watched Demaryius Thomas all throughout training camp. He watched Demaryius Thomas in that one preseason game against the Giants. And while he decided to bring Demaryius Thomas back after they originally cut him, the fact that he then traded him to the Jets tells you all you need to know. And no, I don't think that Demaryius Thomas is going to replace Quincy Enunwa, but he does provide an upgrade over the players that the Jets had that could have replaced Quincy Enunwa. I mean, the Jets only carried five wide receivers on their 53-man roster, and one of them was Braxton Berrios, who was nothing more than a punt returner and a backup slot guy. So when Quincy went down, Josh Bellamy, who is a special teamer but not a number one wide receiver or a number two wide receiver, even a number three or four wide receiver, he would have been the next guy up. So this was kind of an emergency fill. This was a situation where there was no one else better in free agency. This was a situation where the Jets desperately needed to add someone at the position. And they viewed Demaryius Thomas as someone that they can bring in and basically immediately plug and play. And that's the game plan. I mean, Demaryius Thomas is going to suit up. Adam Gase said he's going to play Monday night against the Browns. And they believe that it's going to be a seamless transition. He's just going to be able to pick up the offense that he ran with Adam Gase for 5 years in Denver, 2 years or 3 years, I'm sorry. Gase served as Demaryius Thomas's receiver coach. The next two, he was his offensive coordinator. They believe that that verbiage and the lingo and the playbook that Adam Gase had for those 2 years with Thomas is basically the same one that the Jets are running right now. So Thomas will be able to just, you know, step in and play receiver for the Jets, and that's what he's going to do Monday night. But no, I mean, Quincy Enunwa is going to be a guy that the Jets, and look, dating back to the NFL Combine, Adam Gase was speaking so glowingly about how many different ways he was going to use Quincy Enunwa, how he wasn't going to, quote, put him in a box, and how he had talked to Quincy about how he could preserve his body so he could last a full season for just the second time in his career. And there were high expectations that Enunwa was going to be able to do that this season. Well, you take Enunwa out, and Adam Gase admitted this when he talked to us today, that there are routes that Quincy Enunwa ran and was going to run to set others up that other players simply cannot run. So losing him is a massive blow. Demaryius Thomas can help plug some of those holes and help, you know, maybe be a Band-Aid fix, but no, he's not going to replace Quincy Enunwa. He's just simply a better option than the other guys that Jets had on the roster.
Connor, even with the contract extension, gut feel, you think Quincy Enunwa's played his last game in a Jet uniform?
I don't want to say anything too soon just because the extent of that injury hasn't come out yet. He was still getting additional tests run today and tomorrow to determine the severity. But the fact that he missed a full season with a bulging disc in his neck 2 years ago in 2017, one that he injured in the green and white scrimmage, the fact that he now has another injury again, we don't know if it's a bulging disc. We don't know that yet. But if it is, if it's another one, that usually signals about the end of a career. I mean, it's very difficult to return from that injury twice because usually what happens is, and I'm going to dig a little bit more on this for a story on The Athletic after talking to a couple medical professionals, but usually what happens is after you have an injury like that and then when it comes back, it's kind of a major red flag. But basically one of the the former Giants running back David Wilson. Remember, he had the neck injury, came back, and then he had another bulging disc as well right away, or herniated disc right away, that forced his abrupt retirement and ended his career very early, the former first-round pick, I think, in 2011, 2012. It's something similar like that, where if you come back again and it's another one of these discs, herniated disc, bulging disc, something like that, usually it's a situation where you're risking paralysis if you keep playing. And if that's the case, and if it is as severe as the Jets fear, certainly enough to already put him on the injured reserve, well, there's a chance that, yeah, he's probably played not only his last game with the Jets, but the last game of his career.
Connor, how the Jets win this game if C.J. Mosley doesn't suit up on Monday?
Pray. they're going to need they're going to need their offensive line to slow down a pass rush that is pretty good there in Cleveland with Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson. They're going to need their offensive line to play their best game of their lives, really, because if they can, their only hope is that they can score with the Browns and that they can outscore the Browns, which obviously is going to be a very tall task when you consider the fact that Baker Mayfield's over there, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, David Njoku, pretty good running game as well. So their way that they're going to win this is that they're going to have to pressure Baker Mayfield and get in Baker Mayfield's face and basically get to him before he can get to Odell Beckham, because there is no chance that Tremaine Johnson can cover that guy. I mean, there is no chance of that happening. And then even then, the Browns are still probably going to hit a couple big plays, so they're going to hope that this Adam Gase offense gets going and can score more points and really become pretty electric. And if those two things can happen, the Jets get something going and they're able to put 30 points up Monday night, and then also their defensive front and Greg Williams can design enough exotic blitzes where they can disrupt Baker Mayfield, then they've got a shot. But if this becomes a shootout and the Jets offensive line starts to struggle or starts to falter and they can't get to Baker, it's going to be a long, long Monday night.
Connor, outstanding stuff, my friend. Really enjoy your work. And one quick one before you get out of here. Gut feel right now. We see CJ Mosley on the field Monday.
Oh, you put me on the spot. I don't think so.
That's what I do, Connor. Come on. That's what I got paid to do, baby. Of course.
Yeah, right. I don't think he'll be on the field Monday night. I mean, we're going to see. He didn't practice on Wednesday. We'll see if he does anything on Thursday. But look, this is a soft tissue injury. The last thing the Jets want to do is rush him back, have him tweak it again, and instead of being out 1 or 2 weeks, he's out 1 or 2 months. That is not what they want. So I think they'll be cautious here with him. I think that if it really is something where they're not totally sure, they'll hold him back, because you don't want to risk a re-injury when it comes to a soft tissue issue. Like the groin.
Try saying that 10 times fast. Connor, appreciate it, man. You're the best. I'll see you around, all right, pal?
Thanks, man. See you, JJ.
Good stuff there from Connor Hughes, who is very well connected with the New York Jets. I love his work. I think he's fantastic. And bad news from a Jets standpoint, if CJ Mosley's not going to be on the field Monday night, that is bad, bad news against Mayfield, Beckham, Landry, and a desperate Cleveland team trying to avoid 0-2. Pretty fun Monday night game. Both teams need it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.